Praise the Lord. Should I move this up? Probably. We serve a good God. Amen. This morning we sang a song. Left my mind. I'll think of it hopefully in a second or two. Thy loving kindness is better than life. I don't know if I've shared this before, but I'll remind you again. Loving kindness is a special word. I don't know if you know about it. Thy loving kindness is better than life. That word in the Old Testament is written there. I'm not sure how many times, but it's somewhere between 200 and 300 times. And it's the Hebrew word hesed. And I read an article one time, and this guy said the best way that he could think of to explain that word was to say a couple sentences. Even though we deserve nothing, he has given us everything. Think about that. Even though we haven't done anything to deserve anything, but he gives us everything. And all you have to do is read in Ephesians chapter 1, and you can see that. It says he's given us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Every spiritual blessing. Right? I teach at home, and I teach school. I'm Mike Greif from Payette, Idaho. And I've taught 31 years in 8th grade science. But I also teach a class called Fellowship of Christian Athletes at noontime. And I tell the kids, this book, this is God's game plan for you. This is God's game plan, and it's full of promises, and every one of them are for us. God is in the business of working things together for good to those who love the Lord. 999 times out of 1,000? Is that right? How many out of 1,000? 999 plus 1. That's how many times he's in the business of working things together for you. And he's in the business of working small things and big things. He lets you know that he's in charge. Right before Byron asked me if I'd be willing to lead the service, I had just told the Lord 10 seconds before that, Lord, if you want me to lead the service, here I am. And then he came up and asked me that. He encourages us. Heather encouraged me when she heard when Gwen told her I was going to lead the service. Heather encouraged me. My brother John encouraged me. God's in the business of encouraging. We've been taught that already today. If you read through the New Testament, he says it over and over and over. And I've been a teacher, like I said, for 31 years. And when a teacher first starts teaching, they're overwhelmed. And they're trying to teach. In my case, I was trying to stay one day ahead of the kids. You're overwhelmed, and you don't know what you're doing, but you're doing your best. But what I found is, usually I want to say this, when a teacher first starts, the easiest thing is to see the bad things that kids are doing. That's the easiest thing. Because you're trying to control a classroom. And if that's all you do, not only are you not effective, And not only do kids not give you permission to teach them, but you don't affect them in a real way. But if you encourage and you praise them and you lift them up and you say hi to them and you smile at them and you try to find out something that will to connect with them, and when you try to make them feel special, guess what happens? Those kids never forget you. And they get up into high school and they say, "Mr. Grive, you got to come up to high school." But that's because if you encourage kids, they respond. You've all had bosses that if they don't encourage, you don't want to work for those bosses. But if you get a boss who encourages you, I tell people, you will climb telephone poles with your bare fingernails for those guys. You'll do anything for them because they encourage you and they believe in you. God encourages you. He believes in you. And the reason He does is because who is indwelling you? You've all accepted Christ, so where is He? Isn't He inside you? God's Son is inside of you. And He wants to encourage you. He wants to use you. I was talking to my brother-in-law, Don Olson, at a family reunion 2 weeks ago. And he was telling me about a trip he took with his son, Roger, to North Dakota. And tears welled up in his eyes, and he was telling me something Roger told him. And Roger asked him, he said, "Dad, where are God's hands? Where are they?" And Don didn't really know. And Roger pointed and he said, "Those hands right there," he pointed at Don's hands, "those are God's hands. Those are God's hands. You are God's hands." God wants to, He wants to influence people through you. In the Christmas Carol, I love that story. Ebenezer Scrooge was getting reprimanded by one of the angels. And Ebenezer was trying to make an excuse and saying, "I'm really good at business, though." And the angel said to him, "Mankind is your business." When Abel killed Cain, and God was asking him, "Where's your brother Cain?" And he says, "Am I my brother's keeper?" "Yes, you are. We are our brother's keeper." He wants to use us to minister and to meet the needs around about us. And I talked to Lane today, and Lane was saying that what God's been teaching him is to be obedient. And I've been feeling the same thing. God wants us to be obedient, to be about His business, to wake up in the day and to say the same thing that Jesus said when He said, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work." He wants to say the same thing to you. He wants you to say, "My sustenance, my very purpose, my destiny, what will make me happy is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work, His ministry that He's given you." These are just some of the things that God's been speaking to me this summer. I had the privilege of going to North Battleford Camp this year, and I say privilege because I haven't been there that many times. And I walked on that grounds, and I started meeting people that I, or seeing people that I hadn't seen in a long time, and it was so good. I felt like I just, that's where I belong. And I thought, you know what, I got to start going there all the time. Because there was such a blessing there. God wants to meet your needs tonight. He really does. He wants to heal you. Why? Because He wants to fit you for service. He wants you to be so excited that you'll go about His business. He wants to give us everything. He really does. So let's trust Him tonight. And let's, what I'd like to do is I'd like to worship Him. I read something in a book by Andrew Murray. I started reading books about Andrew Murray in my 20s. And then I just kind of put them aside and didn't touch them for 30 years. Because they were so deep for me. I couldn't, it'd take me sometimes 3 weeks to get through one chapter. Because I was trying to figure it out. But I've been reading a book. It's a daily devotional by Andrew Murray. And I'm just going to read you a couple lines here. He says, "To worship God is our highest privilege. We were created for fellowship with God. We were taught at Battleford that God created us for fellowship. He wants to fellowship with us. He wants to lead us. He wants to walk with us." And it was taught there, I can't remember who it was taught by, but about Enoch. And it says that Enoch walked with God and God took him. Enoch didn't have a Bible. Enoch just walked with God. That's what he wants to walk with us. And this says, to worship is our highest privilege. We were created for fellowship with God. Of that fellowship, worship is the most sublime expression. All the disciplines of the Christian life, meditation and prayer, love and faith, surrender and obedience, culminate in worship. In worship, I gather up my whole being and present myself to God. I offer Him the adoration and the glory that is due Him. The truest, fullest, and nearest approach to God is worship. When I teach kids, Brody's going to find out, because I teach him this year. Ashton already knows. I get pretty excited, don't I, Ashton? And I get pretty animated. And I get pretty crazy. Because I got to reach eighth graders. You got to get inside of an eighth grade mind. But then I tell my Christian eighth graders on the side, you want to know why I really get excited? Why I really get crazy? Why I really get into what I'm teaching? Is because I'm teaching about God's creation. It's not hard for me to get excited. It's not hard for me to want to worship a God that I study. And when I first started teaching, there was supposedly about 5 to 10 things that had to be absolutely perfect for life to be here on this planet. Guess how many there are now? Somewhere between 200 and 300. 200 and 300 things that have to be absolutely perfect for life to be here on this little planet. And most people, most believers, but most people realize that there shouldn't even be one Earth in this whole universe. Odds are so far against it, it's crazy. One guy said, it's like flipping a coin 10 quadrillion times. And this, I think this guy wasn't even a Christian. It's like flipping a coin 10 quadrillion times and it hitting heads every time, just that there's a universe, period. That's how fine-tuned this place is. It's not hard for me to get excited when I teach kids. And it shouldn't be hard for us to get excited to worship the Creator of the universe. Who scientists who don't believe in God to make an excuse that there is at least one Earth? They say, well, there must be billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of universes for it to get it right at least once. That's what they really believe. And that's not based on science. That's just based on some weirdo guy trying to make excuses to explain how amazing this place is where we live. We serve an amazing God. And He should be easy for us to worship. So I better not take any more time, but I wanted to just take a minute, or when I get talking in front of my kids, they think they're getting me distracted. They'll ask me a question and I'll get all excited talking about some topic, and they'll say, "We got you, Mr. Greif. We got you distracted." But what they don't know is I wanted to talk about that thing anyway. And now, not only was I excited to teach it, so were they to learn it. So anyway, we serve a good God. And I'd like us to just worship Him tonight. And I have a few songs, but feel free to join in with some that I'm sure God's given you songs too. I'd like us to start by singing, "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High." And if you'd like to, maybe you could stand up. It's on page 39 in the back of the red book. Key of G is what it says here. Lord, I lift Your name on high. Lord, I want to sing Your praises. I'm so glad You're in my cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. I lift my hands to the coming King, to the great I am, to you I sing, before you're the one who reigns within my heart. I lift my hands to the coming King, to the great I am, to you I sing, for you're the one who reigns within my heart. And I will serve no foreign God or any other treasure. You are my heart's desire. Your spirit without measure. Amen. Broken down every
thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God.
He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the nation whom he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have finished, trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you, says the psalmist in Psalm 33.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord. He's here in our midst. Amen? He's here to meet our needs. And I was thinking when coming to the camp, we all have needs of one kind or another. I do, and I want my needs to be met. I'm looking for the God who saved me, who lives within, and will meet those needs, no matter what they are. And you can expect that. I feel needs have been met already in this camp, and many of mine. I feel just very, I don't know, anticipation for the rest of the camp, and just I'm feeling good, and people I'm just looking around. I think the rest of you are feeling that way as well. Praise the Lord. I'd like the traveling brethren to come up to the front, around the front here. And Myrna Collins is from Vancouver, and she had a fall a few weeks ago, and she's having some. What's that? Oh, just Saturday. Okay, so you can just stay where you are, and we'll come and we're going to go over there and pray for Myrna, and because she doesn't need this interfering with her joy in this camp. So we're going to ask, pray for healing. The traveling brethren, just gather around her there, please. At this time, we just thank you for her. We thank you for her faithfulness, dear Lord. Father, she is your child. She has walked with you faithfully, dear Lord. And now she is in need of a healing touch on her body. Father, we just ask for healing for her at this time. Just strengthen her, just fill her with your spirit anew, dear Father, that she will feel that anointing even as we pray, dear Lord. Father, just we just want to see her enjoy this camp and every day of her life, dear Father. Strengthen and heal her, dear Father, in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
At the touch of Jesus, blinded eyes can see, broken hearts are mended, captives are set free.
All the lights can stand.
I've been looking for Lloyd Cornell, and I can't find him. Is he here? Oh, he's right there. Lloyd has been struggling with some issues as well, and I'd like us all to go over and pray for Lloyd Cornell. He's over on that other side. Traveling brethren, you could just go over there. And he's just having problems getting around, and we just don't want him to be encumbered in that way. Praise the Lord.
Father, we just stand together here, Father, as members one of another. For Father, in a very real way, when one member suffers, we all suffer.
Amen.
When one member has a burden, Father, we all carry that burden together.
Yes,
we just stand here together with Brother Lloyd this evening. Father, even though it is us that are laying our hands upon our brother, let it be your hands, yes, Father, that rest upon him tonight. Let there be a touch in his body, we pray, Father, that breaks every yoke and undoes every burden. Father, we pray, let him know, Father, that he has been touched by your hand, we pray. Father, let there be meeting his need, Father, and beyond, we pray. We just thank you tonight, Father, that all of these things we can bring before you. Things, Father, that we cannot put into words, we can bring before you. And you see the details of it, Father. And you are able to answer what we are not even able to ask, we pray. Let your hand rest upon him, Father. And let there be that flow of life unto him, we pray.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise.
I wonder if there's anyone else who would like prayer this evening. I know many of us have needs, but these two in particular, we wanted to see them be able to. We'd really like to see some change there, and we expect change because we've prayed. So I just wonder if there's anyone else who'd like prayer tonight. Praise the Lord.
Upon our sister, dear Father.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, that
yes,
name that's above Jesus. Every name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, that you came.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lord, that you hung on the cross.
Yes, Lord.
And you paid the full price for our freedom.
Yes, Lord.
You saw that we were in bondage. You saw that we had needs. Father, we know that you want to meet every need.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit, our soul, and our body. We thank you, Lord, for the redemption when we gave our heart to the Lord, you rolled the burdens away.
Yes.
And you took us out of the cage that we were bound in. And you opened the door that we could have freedom.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Father, as we are still subject to time at this time, Lord, we're on this journey that we know when time will be no more, where you will command your blessing, even life forevermore.
Yes.
Forevermore, Jesus. Life.
Amen. Jesus.
Timeless.
Hallelujah.
And you are the author of the timeless time. And Father, our sister, we pray for her body, dear Lord, that you would cause flowing the life that flowed from Calvary, that set us, that opened the door, that we might be free. Father, let that same anointing rest upon her body.
Yes.
And set her free, we pray in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
After maybe a longer trip, I feel the stiffness in my legs. But I thank the Lord for all he has done. I want to be thanking him every day for the measure of health he gives me and for the things I can still do in ministering to others. But I feel the Lord can just give me more. And there's another need I've been looking to the Lord for and claiming the victory. And I thank him, and I praise him. I thank you for the prayer that I'll anticipate.
Would you like us to pray for you now?
Yeah.
I'd like to say a few things. I believe that in these meetings that we should be looking for a tremendous move of God. You know, the scripture says, in the fullness of time, he sent his son. Jesus came over 2,000 years ago. But the earth has been around a lot longer than that. And there was a time when God said, now it's time to send my son. We can get so used to the daily grind that we can say, well, tomorrow is going to be exactly the same as today. And the scripture tells us that that's the mindset of people. But let that not be the mindset of this people. Let this not be the mindset of this people. Let us be persistent. Let us be persistent. You know, I was thinking about Naaman and I was thinking about his healing. I believe tonight the Lord wants to touch not just a few. I think he wants to touch many.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You know, here's a little girl, an Israelite girl, taken captive in this house, and says, you know, if you were in touch with a prophet, you'd be healed. And so there was no prophet. So they went to the prophet Elijah. And first they went to the king, and the king said, he rent his clothes and he said, "What? I can't heal anybody." Amen. 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 We don't come as a king of this world. We come as kings and priests in the realm of the Spirit. And so when Elijah heard about it, he said, well, what's the problem here? You know, this when God comes, there is no problem. There is no problem. And so when Elijah said, you know, why are you so, what's the big ado? Here's a man that's got leprosy. Naaman's got leprosy. That's a problem, isn't it? And when Naaman came close to Elijah's house, Elijah didn't even go out. He just sent his servant. He says, just go wash yourself 7 times. Is once good enough? He was unhappy. You know, it's got to be more impressive than that. I want this prophet to come out and I want to, you know, this has got to be a show. There is no show. He just sent his servant out and said, go tell him to wash himself in the River Jordan. But we got better rivers than that. We got better rivers than that. We got clean rivers. The Jordan River is a dirty river. We got better rivers. And he would have gone home. And he would have missed the entire event. He would have gone home not being healed. You know who was instrumental in him being healed? Naaman's servant. You know, you get the no-name brand. You know, not even a name. Just his servant. And the servant says, reasons with him and said, if the prophet had told you some great thing to do, wouldn't you have done it? And he said, I'll go and wash myself. He washed himself once, twice, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times. Is that enough? Have you been prayed for 6 times? The 7th time, and the leprosy was gone. The leprosy was gone. You know, somehow, as I was looking to the Lord a little bit during the meeting, I was looking at 7 times. 7 times we're gonna walk around this city 6 times and nothing's going to happen. Is that enough? We need to carry on through to the end.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to be faithful in the plan of God. I can tell you, saints of God, that it's not business as usual in the realm of the Spirit. In the fullness of time, He sent His Son. He didn't send Him 1 day early, and He didn't send Him 1 day late. In the fullness of time, He sent Him. And when they walked around Jericho 6 times, on the 7th day, they walked around 7 times. That's a little persistent, isn't it? You know, when you're seeking God, you know, when things are not going so well for you, you start thinking and experimenting a little bit. And I did a little study on how far it was around this city. And I thought to myself, you know, I've got so many problems, I'm going to walk around. And I actually physically did this. I made myself a path that was about approximately the size of Jericho, because I wanted to know what that was like. Yeah. Like this is a living word. This is not just a letter. The letter will kill you, but the Spirit will give you life. If you want something from God, we need to be a little bit more desperate. You know, and then I think about the fact that they rejoiced and the walls came down. Elijah again. He seemed to be into the sevens. You know, seven seems to be the number of rest. On the seventh day, God rested. And there was no rain, there was no rain, there was no rain for 3.5 years. There was no rain. And then he asked the Lord for rain. He prayed and he sent his servant out. Why? Because he was expecting something. He was expecting an answer.
Amen.
You know, we can pray and we can just say, well, you know, that didn't happen. He prayed again and he sent his servant out again, and he did that how many times? By now there's a theme here. 7 times. On the seventh time, he comes back. He says, there's a cloud the size of a hand. Isn't that wonderful? That's not yet rain. But there are signs, and there was abundance of rain. You know, tonight, you know, we don't want to act, we don't want to have a program of church. We don't want to say, you know, we're going to have, you know, a 1 hour sermon or a 1.5 hour sermon or a 20 minute sermon. We want the Spirit of God to move.
Amen.
We want the Spirit. If we come here bound, we want to be released. Amen?
Amen?
But you know, it's not us that's going to release you. It's God that's going to release. You know, and so you think, well, you know, I'm coming because these men have faith. What I can say is we have expectations. You know, sometimes, you know, it's your faith that needs to be involved.
Yes, amen.
Jesus said, thy faith hath made thee whole. You know, when I think about the woman that touched the hem of his garment, you know, Jesus, he wasn't even aware. He wasn't aware. She was desperate. She had spent all her money and she was broke. And she had no results. And she said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment. She stole through and she made an effort. Not everything comes in the microwave. Start 1 minute. We don't want to do 100. We want to do coffee start. Right? But we need to be in expectation.
Yes, hallelujah. Amen.
We need to expect. This woman, she stole through the crowds and she touched the hem of his garment. Was that her faith? She was looking for it. And she touched the hem of his garment. And when she touched the hem of his garment, he said, virtue flowed out from me. Yes. I'm a plumber. I have been a plumber. I still have a toolbox. You know, nobody wants pipes, but everybody wants water. Right? Amen? The pipe just carries the water. And you know, and we are that pipe. You know, all we are the water needs to channel through us. And we need to receive. You know, we need to be... You know, Psalms 133, if there's one scripture that God is putting his finger on in the year 2017, it's Psalms 133, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And you know, we're all looking for the last enemy to be defeated, aren't we? Wouldn't it be nice if there was no more death? Wouldn't that be nice? It's not going to come until we get unity.
Amen.
You know, this is not an option. You know, when we talk about healing and you want to come up and get healing, you may have a physical need, but you may have a far bigger need. You know, when God says, we are talking about unity. Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. It's not a good idea. It's an action word. It's a verb. It's something that we have to do.
Amen.
It's not just a good idea.
Amen.
Sometimes we got to draw out the lines and say, how far is it around Jericho? And how does this feel to walk around this mountain and around this city 7 times? I don't want to talk anyone into coming forward for prayer. We want the Holy Spirit to do something. That's all we want.
Yes. Amen.
We're not satisfied if 3 come or 8. We're only satisfied when God is satisfied.
Amen.
That's when we're satisfied. And so, your faith, your expectation, coming to expect something, the spirit of expectation and persistence and thankfulness and unity. Let us look to the Lord tonight for His moving of His Spirit. You are not a spectator. You know, you think about, well, who has the gift of faith? Think about Naaman. What ministry was at work in Naaman's life? What was, in Elijah. Elijah was not, I don't know if he had a gift of faith, but he was known as a prophet. A prophetic anointing can do deliverance. Maybe it's going to be a word of knowledge that will do the delivering. Maybe it'll be discerning of spirits. There's many things that can trouble. There's many gifts that need to be in operation. And saints of God, you are not spectators. We are. You have been given a ministry. You have not been given a ministry. You've been given gifts of the Spirit. And as you operate in your gifts of your Spirit, of the Spirit, they will develop into a ministry. If you never operate your gift, where's the ministry? And how does it work? You know how it works? Don't put your gift and say, well, I'll operate in the glory day someday. We are great people for tomorrow. We are great people for yesterday. But you know what God said? I am. We are here. God is here. Your ministry, your gifts are needed now. Don't put it off to someday down the road. This is serious business with God. This is serious business with God. Very serious business. We are doing very serious business. If we don't believe, God will put this promise that He's promised to His people to another people. Do we want that? We can do that. It's happened before. God has got lots of patience. Oh, you know, saints of God, you know, we're not doing God a privilege, or we're not doing God a favor by being here. We are privileged to be here. And may the Spirit of the Lord move among us tonight. I don't know what God has in mind. I don't know who He has in mind. I don't have any of that. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit that's going to move among us tonight. And He's just going to do the work. You let God be a channel. If you have faith, if you have the gift of discernment, or you have something that can add to enter into your gift right now.
Amen.
This is a good time. This is a very good time. Oh, we are just looking. Oh, you know, I'm looking for the day when there won't be one sick one among us. I'm looking for the day when there will be such unity that the Lord will command His blessing, life forevermore.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Every need, and there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, we remember that Moses was 120 years old. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated.
Amen.
Lord, age means nothing to you.
Amen.
And we ask, even as Emma said, that she's, Lord, had came many times for prayer. Lord, we bring this need to you, and she says she has another need. You know her every need, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you'll touch her body and remove this arthritis. Stand up against it and just put it out, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name, whatever this other need is, Lord, that you'll deal with it also, Lord. We pray that a great deliverance will happen in our sister Emma's life, Lord. Let the enemy be rolled back and rolled right out of her life, Lord. Just let your peace come down upon her in a way she's never experienced before, Lord. And let her just rise up and bless your name, even as she does, but by the Holy Spirit, Lord. Let her rejoice in deliverance, we pray. And we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
They have no place, Father, in the house of the Lord at all. It is not part, Father, of your work. It is not part, dear Father, of the things that the Lord has brought into our life. Father, we are being assailed by the enemy as we stand together here tonight. Father, let the hand of the Lord undo the yoke. Let these things, Father, begin to fade away from our sister's life. Let them become things in the distant past, we pray. May she just come to the realization, Father, as she goes about her daily work, that this thing is just no longer there, we pray. Yes. It has no place in the house of the Lord, Father, even this very hour, Father. It has no place here. And we just pray, Father, as we stand together in unity upon this matter,
yes, Lord,
that it would be done even as your word declares, Father. Let this work be done and let it be accomplished, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Just take it for granted that the Spirit of the Lord wants that. Just doesn't belong to
Amen.
Us. Just let it go.
You know, I had had 2 strokes 2 years ago, and my left side still is not working properly, and I desperately need a touch on the whole body.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Father, we stand here as your servants.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord, we bring this need. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father,
Hallelujah.
We stand with Mom here tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We know that you are limitless in your ability, Lord.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
No matter the circumstances, Lord,
oh, bless God.
We're so thankful we have you to call upon.
Amen.
Lord, we bring this need with Mom before you tonight, Lord, and we ask largely,
Amen.
We ask that you will touch this need in her body, Lord.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
We ask that the things that aren't working right would come into order.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We ask that these things that are in her body would just respect your
Amen.
Word. They will just listen to your command.
Oh, bless God, bless God.
That that weakness that is in Mom's body would just cease to be, Lord, that the strength would return.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we just come to you.
Oh, bless God.
We ask largely of you, Lord.
Praise God.
We're so thankful that we have this opportunity just to bring her with here before you, Lord. Thank you for the healing touch that you have had upon her already.
Amen.
Lord, we just bring her life. And Lord, may this healing happen. Lord, may. Oh, Heavenly Father, her life has been such a witness to her family, to the church. Lord, we humbly ask that you would honor this prayer of ours. Just give her a blessing,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Touch her body, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Father, as we think of the word,
the written word, where the man was laying there for 38 years, and he could never make it to the pool on time. Someone else always beat him to it. But when Jesus comes, he is the resurrection.
Amen.
No physio. Take up your bed and walk.
Yes.
Oh, Father, you are the resurrection.
Yes.
You are the life.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus, that you left. We thank you that you came. We thank you that you paid the price. And we thank you that you are now, right now, interceding for your church.
Hallelujah.
At the right hand of God.
Amen.
Night and day. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you're not sleeping. We thank you, Lord, that you're completely aware. We thank you that you promised that you would send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who would lead us into all truth.
Yes, amen.
We thank you that you promised that the things that you did, we would do, and greater things we would do, because of where you are this very moment.
Amen.
Father, we ask largely, and yet, Lord, for you it is just a small thing. You tell the ocean where its borders will be. You tell the sun to rise.
Yes.
You control each and every heartbeat. You supply us with oxygen. You give us all that we have need of, dear Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Father, cause the life to flow to our sister.
In Jesus' name.
Let resurrection life flow to her, dear Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, let the congregation that stands here and within voice distance lift up their hearts unto the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
And worship together and to crown you, Lord. And to ask largely that your life would flow to your
Jesus
people.
Hallelujah.
We know that you have compassion on us, dear Lord, and so we just come to you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Let healing virtues flow in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 My adrenal fatigue. I've had it for the last 2 years. I'm going to be going to Mayo Clinic next week for 5 days of tests. So I'd like wisdom and healing.
Father, we bring our brother Thomas
to you, Lord, and as he said, he's had this thing that's bothered him for a number of years, Lord. We know, Lord, that years don't matter, but it's the desire to reach out and to touch you, a Lord that matters, and he's come here, Lord, with a desire to see change and to be touched. And Lord, we're here with one accord to see him touched too. And we reach out, Lord, to Thomas and to you, Lord, and ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, just touch his body, Lord, completely heal him, Lord, even right now. Begin this work, and when he goes for the test, Lord, let them show nothing because the work has been finished, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name you will do this, you will touch him, and you will heal him. In the name of Jesus, amen. Touch his heart also. Father, we pray that you would just give him hope.
Yes, Lord.
One of the three things that are eternal, have eternal qualities, are love, faith, and hope. Hope is so important. Yes. Father, give our brother hope.
Yes.
For a good future, dear Lord. Father, give our brother hope. Father, in his heart, for the things that he looks forward to. Lord, you've said that you would give us the desires of our heart.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Father, we pray that all the circumstances that work against Thomas, that, Lord, that you would become a barrier to those things.
Amen.
And you would put roadblocks up where the enemy would desire to harass our brother. We pray, Lord, that you would raise up a standard against the enemy.
Amen.
As an army of the Lord, we stand before in unity together with the congregation, dear Lord.
Yes.
As though this was our very own need, dear Father, we pray that Thomas would receive life. Father, we pray that he would acknowledge you in all his ways.
Yes.
You would direct his pathway. Father, we know that the enemy seeks for his convenient times and inconvenient times for us to do his work.
Amen.
Father, we pray that we would not be ignorant. Open Thomas's eyes, dear Lord, to the work of the enemy.
Yes.
So that he can resist the devil, that he would flee from him, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, many things that we go through are varied, and they are spiritual. Father, we enter into the realm of the Spirit, where there is freedom and victory. And Father, we pray that you would set our brother free.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, bind every force that would be arrayed against him, dear Lord. And to stand in the gap. Oh Lord, stand in the gap. Be the bridge, dear Lord, that he needs to cross over.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
O thou river of life.
Yes.
O thou river of life.
Hallelujah.
Flow thou river of life.
My friend.
Jesus.
Thou walk with me.
I will be unto thee a wall of defense that cannot be overcome. I will be a light in the darkness, that you will not walk in the darkness, but you will walk in the light.
Yes.
I will be wisdom into thy heart,
yes.
For I will guide thy steps aright, and thou shalt walk with confidence. I will go before thee, my son, and thou shalt come to know the Lord thy God in a personal way. Thou shalt trust in the Lord, because he has been with thee. Even those that stand afar off will see and know that the hand of the Lord has been upon your life. But my son, I say unto thee, separate thyself unto me.
Yes,
walk thou not in the place that is not profitable for thee. Separate thyself unto me, and I shall be unto thee, my son, a strong tower that cannot be overcome, that cannot be moved, and thou shalt walk in a sure way. Walk thou this day, my son, as the Spirit of the Lord would direct thee. Praise God.
The place that I have for you is a strong tower, says the Lord. Yea, a strong tower. Yea, when you think of tower, you think of something visible. Yea, my son, I am making thee visible. The place that I have for you is a place of example. Yea, my son, there are many things that are desirable to the flesh, but I say unto thee, turn thou away from these things and walk thou humbly with your God, and he will bring you into great places, says the Lord your God. Hallelujah.
I had hernia surgery over a year ago, and I have not recovered. I'm going for a CAT scan in October. I really don't want to have to go through that experience again with two small children in my life. I hope, pray for healing.
Commit this circumstance into your hands.
Yes.
Father, before we call, you have already understood the need which you require of us, Father, to bring it before you so that we understand who has answered, Father, and it has been your hand that has made a way.
Yes.
Father, we just pray that as we stand together with our brother here this evening,
yes,
that the Spirit of the Lord will just open the way that he is to walk,
yes,
we pray, in this matter. Father, let all fear and all concern about these things just be laid to rest here tonight,
hallelujah,
we pray. Let him know and let him understand, Father,
yes,
that the Lord, who rules in the highest places, has authority over all of these things. Father, these are in your hands. Father, we pray tonight that you would just guide the way forward. Father, let these concerns come to nothing, we pray.
Amen.
Let him know that the Spirit of the Lord has just taken him under his wings, Father, and these things are of no concern, we pray. Just be with him and with his family, we pray, Father. Let your touch be upon him. Let your peace be in his heart. Let that strong confidence be there, Father, that the Spirit of the Lord is in control of all of these things. We ask these things, Father, in thy name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be. Glory to God.
I've asked for prayer for this before, but as we were listening to tonight, we need to be persistent. So I have chronic anemia, and they've recently discovered that it's not an iron deficiency, and they don't exactly know what causes it, but it affects me every day. I find physical activity a struggle, and I tire quite quickly, and I'm not able to really live life the way that I would like to for my family and in my community too. So if you just...
all of this time. Father, you have surrounded her, Father, with your strength and your health and your love. Father, she has known what it is to be touched by your hands. Father, we come before you. No doubt the enemy would continue to buffet. Father, but there is one that we stand before tonight that has authority over every one of these circumstances. Father, we stand this evening upon your word. We lift up our hearts and we lift up our eyes unto thee. Father, though we be buffeted, Father, once again, even this evening, Father, we look unto the Lord that this work of the enemy, Father, would be removed from us entirely, we pray. Let all of his efforts, Father, come to nothing, we pray. And let that flow of life and health and strength and vitality, Father, come into its fullness, we pray. Father, you are the author of these things. You are the author of life. You are the author of health. Father, as we come before you tonight, we look unto the Lord who is more than able, Father. You have chosen that these things would be dealt with, Father, in this way. And Father, as we bring them before you tonight, we pray that the work of your Spirit would bring this thing to a close. Yes. Let this thing come to a conclusion, we pray. Hallelujah. Let the work of the enemy no longer have any effect whatsoever, Father. But let there be that strength and health and all that is necessary, Father, we pray. For a full and productive life, we pray. We give thanks unto you tonight, Father. We thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your love. We thank you, Father, that you are more than able. We ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Cheryl, I was just going to say that, remember, we were in a Bible study the day that you were supposed to get, or you were in desperation for the new heart. I don't know that I've ever seen or been involved in a stronger anointing that day than that day. And what's interesting is that it didn't just happen in our assembly. I heard that it happened in more assemblies. This was not about, I wonder if it's going to happen. This was, it's going to happen. You know, there was not a plea for God, would you please do this? This was a victory. This was victory. As though it has already happened. Yeah.
And it did happen, and there was no surprise when God supplied your need, not only once, but twice. And wouldn't it be nice if we only ever always needed one touch? But God loves us so much that He gives us these difficulties, these issues in life, that we need Him. You know, we're not so different than Israel. When things go well, you know, they went out, they turned away from God. How sad is that? You know, it says, the Scripture says, He is more willing to give than we are to receive. Can we believe that? You can always tell when I get touched. I need a lot of Kleenex. But that's okay. We just want the Lord to have His free will here tonight. Continue to be in the spirit realm, and just let's look to the Lord together. You know, do you believe that when one member suffers, we all suffer? Amen. You know, so the car is stuck in the ditch, right? It never snows here, right? Where we come from, it snows, and occasionally it gets slippery, and you get into the ditch. And so you've got a chain, and it's, do you do metric here or inches? The chain is a half or 5/8 of an inch thick, and you've got one link that's a wire. That car is not coming out of the ditch. You've got two willing pieces of equipment, but you got a chain in between, and you got one link that's got a problem. That's a problem. You know, let's just rise up in faith tonight. You know, just believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Let the Lord continue to do a work tonight in all of our hearts and lives.
Yeah. I'm John Greif, Payette, Idaho. We've got a music store in Ontario, Oregon, and we've been trying to do something with this music store for about 8 years, sell it, close it down, something. I don't feel good about just closing it down because there is a need for what I figure is a good music store in our area. But Sue and I want to give it to somebody else or have God give us direction. What are we going to do with this thing? And so I'd like prayer concerning this matter.
So would you come up here too? You're working on a store, don't you? Why don't you both just sit down here? Father, we just thank You for John and Sue and the blessing that they have been and are to all of us, dear Lord. Thank You for their faithfulness.
Yes, Lord.
Thank You, dear Lord, that they are Your servants and they have that servant spirit.
Yes, Lord.
They have served the church, all of us, and that's one of the challenges that they have right now, that they want to see this need for music continue, and they're looking for someone else to take this load. that they've been carrying, dear Father. Amen. Dear Lord, you understand the need.
Yes, Lord.
And you know where the solution is.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we just ask for strength for John and Sue and wisdom.
Yes.
And dear Lord, we just ask that this issue will be solved in a very special way, that they may be filled with your joy as they see it happen. Dear Lord, just bless them and bless this situation. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Bless the
name. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Let's just sing, Father, we thank you. Oh, is there someone else? Okay, we'll just wait. Just keep that song in mind.
This prayer is for my brother. For a couple of weeks, British Columbia has been experiencing many forest fires, and the land is dry. My brother Rick and his wife Arlene have a small ranch, and they have forest fires on both sides of them. There's an evacuation alert and evacuation order very close to them, and they know if they leave the ranch, there's no hope to save the animals or any of their buildings, and so they've decided to stay, and they've prepared as well as they can, but they know that there's nothing they can do. It's all in the Lord's hands. So I'd ask that you would pray for rain. Even as Wayne said, that there would be an abundance of rain.
Yes. Amen.
And I would also ask that Rick and Arlene would know and give glory to God.
Yes.
That their hearts would be tender and that they would be fully trusting in him throughout all these circumstances. Thank you.
Is Vicky here? Could you come up too? Where's Vicky?
I think he.
Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. This is a special need.
Yes, amen.
You know, we just all look to the Lord for an answer to this need right now.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, our hearts go out to this family.
Yes,
dear Lord.
Yes.
They're living in this very dangerous area of the fires. And Father,
yes, Lord.
We just ask that you will, that we're looking for a miracle here.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Miracle, Lord.
That their places, their home will be saved, dear Lord,
yes,
and their farm and their animals, dear Lord. We just look for a miracle. We can't even express what we're asking for, but we're asking for a miracle in their lives as well.
Yes,
that you will
amen.
Be there, that they will thank you for what is done, dear Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
They will worship you as we are tonight, dear Father.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And that when this, that we will all be able to thank you together.
Yes.
We just, our hearts go out to them, and we ask that this need will be met now, even as we pray. In
yes,
Jesus' name,
Jesus
hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Father,
dear
Lord.
Amen.
Father, we call upon your name. You send the rain,
yes.
As you did in Elijah's day, dear Father. We thank you for Elaine's concern for the family, dear Lord,
yes,
for their
yes,
life,
Lord.
For the animals. Lord, we know that it's heart-wrenching to make these types of decisions where it can go either way, and it'll not be good for either party. With the animals, Lord, you are concerned about your creation. Each one, you've talked about your concern about the sparrow falling. You see it. We often find them a little valueless, but your eye is on the sparrow.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, and that gives us confidence that you know about this circumstance.
This
evening, Father, you are the river of life. You are the natural rain. You are everything. You are our all in all.
Yes,
Father, as Brother Byron has prayed that there would be a miracle, we agree together on that point specifically, dear Lord, that there would be a miracle that would. Not be able to be gainsaid or naysaid, dear Lord. Father, we don't even know how you can do it, but you go above our imagination, our thoughts.
Yes.
And we are thankful that we serve such a wonderful living
yes,
God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is moving by His Spirit, and we're very blessed to be in His midst. This week will slip by all too quickly. We've two meetings now, but we don't really count the meetings. We count everything, the fellowship, everything that's happening. And as day after day, we will continue to live in His presence, and we will follow Him, and we'll see where He leads. Praise the Lord. I think someone was going to sing here. one song for us before we go? Praise the Lord. Are you going to? Do you have any announcements? No. So we're going to sing this song, and then you're dismissed when that's over.
Brother Wayne mentioned his eyes on the sparrow. Last Sunday, just 2 days ago, seems like quite a bit further back, we sang in our assembly, His Eye is on the Sparrow. We sang the whole thing, verses and chorus, and Brother Paul Roberts was there in the assembly, there at the meeting, and he says, "Could you sing that again, please?" And I said, "The whole thing?" He says, "The whole thing." So we'd like to sing the whole thing for you. Praise God. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Whenever clouds arise, when song gives place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing